The first part of this objective requires students to know the formulas. Writing objectives for this part is pretty straightforward, involving writing the formulas, as this is what you would expect students to do at the completion of your lesson. It also requires students to use the formulas to solve problems, so you should also account for this in a lesson addressing this standard. The objective included here provides information about mastery, that students will get the answer correct 80% of the time. This helps make it measurable, so teachers and students can know when it is mastered. The last part gets into a student's ability to understand circumference and area well enough to describe the relationship between them. This can't be measured as clearly as the previous parts, but writing an objective asking them to describe the relationship at least clarifies how you might assess their mastery of this part.